All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now that the National Hockey League's All-Star Game is in the books, it is time for the stretch run in the league as the race for the Stanley Cup playoffs is on. And I want to focus on the Metropolitan Division, as this is the toughest division in the National Hockey League. You look at the teams at the top, you have the Washington Capitals, the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the New York Rangers. All four of these teams would pass through to the postseason with the standings today, but you also cannot count out the Philadelphia Flyers and the New York Islanders, who have been resurgent after Jack Capuano was fired as their head coach recently and replaced by Doug Weight. But you look at all of these teams that are in contention for the postseason in this division, all of them have tremendous star power. You look at the solid goalie play. You look at the play of the Caps between the pipes with Braden Holtby and, of course, Alex Ovechkin at left wing, who is one of the best scorers and most feared scorers in the league right now. The Columbus Blue Jackets, they've been upstart all season long under head coach John Tortorella. And of course, they are led by Cam Atkinson. You look at the defending Stanley Cup champions in the Pittsburgh Penguins, and you look at all of the star power that they have with Sidney Crosby, Phil Kessel, and Evgeny Malkin, along with Marc-Andre Fleury at goaltender. And then, of course, the New York Rangers, they are led by their goalie in Henrik Lundqvist. And when he's on, he's on. And the Rangers, they're a blue-collar team led by Matt Zuccarello and Ryan McDonagh, and you can never count them out. You look at the Philadelphia Flyers and Wayne Simmonds and the way that he is coming on. And like I said, you can't count out the New York Islanders, as they are led by John Tavares. So I think this is going to be a very interesting race coming down the stretch. I think whoever wins the division, it really doesn't matter, because all four of these teams, or whoever gets in and makes the four from this division into the postseason, it's going to be a situation where the road team is not going to be afraid of going on the road and trying to get a victory or two or three possibly against their opponent. It's a situation that's going to be a war of attrition coming down the stretch. This is a very physical brand of hockey that you see within this division. And on top of that, I really want to see which team is going to go out and make the first trade, which team is going to go out there and make a move to try to beef up their roster in the push to make the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it's going to be interesting to see, because whoever is that first team, you know that there is going to be that trickle-down effect. And I think at the end of the day, the people that are going to benefit from this the most are the fans. Make no mistake about it. It's hockey time. The intensity is getting revved up. We saw that over the weekend with the All-Star Game festivities, and I think it's time to ratchet it up to another level. And like I said, the Metropolitan Division is the best in the NHL right now. Make no mistake about it. And it's a situation. They provide an exciting brand of hockey, and I think it's only going to get better between now and the end of the regular season, and I think that momentum will carry over to the postseason. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 51. So that's going to do it, folks. My name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.